delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew. Now we're talking about beef stew.
Beef stew. Try this beef stew. Try this beef stew.
Got no plans, got no clothes, got no piano, ain't got no shows, no, I've got nothing to do but to be stuck on you. TV shows until next year. No, I got nothing to do but to be stuck on you. Baby, you're my liquor. I'm addicted to you. So I'll just be stuck on, stuck on fucking you.
Hello, 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 and welcome, welcome back. This is K Nicole, and welcome to Ladies Night. Yes, we gonna get it going on today. Last week, we had a little conversation for the fellas, the 10 things that they like. So, and after that conversation, the whole show, I got a lot of feedback from the ladies. They wanted me to bring it back for them. So this week, we gonna have the 10 things women want in bed. So, you know, ladies, make sure y'all call in and check that out. So we're going to get into number one. The first one on the list is giving her an orgasm before intercourse. Giving your woman an orgasm before you even get into it, fellas. Let's talk about that. This is the biggest thing any woman wants. So in bed, most men don't get much going on. We start off with a little foreplay, a little rub on a titty, a little kissing. Most of us women want a little more than that. You know, we want you to stimulate us, get us into something more sensual. So we want you to, you know, stimulate us before the intercourse. This is not only the things women want. Women want you to give her a nice orgasm before you penetrate. So, fellas, check that out. That's the number one thing all women want. Number two, paying attention to all non-obvious erogenous zones. This means, fellas, paying attention to the non-obvious spots. You know, the ones that y'all don't pay attention to. We know the ones that y'all do. Fellas, you got maybe three sexual things you know how to do, and that's the touching of the breasts. You know that. You know, little touch of the clitoris, a little touch of the between the legs, the G-spot. That's it, fellas, just three. Women have 16 erogenous spots. So why you only working on three? There's 16 more that you didn't ever touch. So, fellas, we need to start touching women all over, kissing the body. Touch with a little kiss on the elbow, maybe a little kiss under the arm. That's even sexy, I'm telling you. It's something I enjoy. So, fellas, do something else. Paying attention to the non-obvious erogenous zones. And next up, we have number three. Number three, fellas, is something that all women may tell you that it doesn't matter, and it's okay, but I'm going to tell you that you're wrong. Number three is lasting longer in bed. If you have been told that women don't mind, that we don't mind if you don't last longer in bed, that we don't mind if, you know, you use other ways of getting us there, like your fingers. You know what I'm talking about, fellas. We do not just only enjoy that. It's a fact that we tell you that to make you feel better. We are unhappy with just a little bit in bed. So this is where it comes into play when you're giving her orgasm before intercourse. You got to play a little bit. You got to have fun with her. This will make the bedroom boogie a little longer. Let me move on to number four. Number four is teasing her until she begs for it. All right, fellas. You know, typical man in bed does almost no teasing. He just goes straight for it, directly to his goal, intercourse. You know what it is. No finesse, just minimum necessary to get to the penetration. This is not what women want. What women want is for you to build up to a sexual action with teasing her, playing with her, practically making her beg for it. Then you give her her gratification. Then she will love you for that. For example, most of you guys, you know. Oral sex, most of you guys dive right in. Just latch on to it. I mean, slow down a little bit. Give us a little kiss between the legs or something. You know what I'm saying? Have a little fun with us. Stop rushing. That's all we want. We want you to take your time and, you know, move lightly. Something nice and smooth, right up the legs, get into it. And this is something she would definitely love, you know? Move a little slower, fellas. Don't rush. Number five. This one is big on every woman's list. Fellas, we want, all women want, in this research, most women want more oral sex in the bedroom. And this was a big one for the fellas, too, last week, so we feel in the same way. During my research, I found out, and this is amazing, I found out that most men don't give women a lot of oral sex, or maybe not even none at all. Oh, man, and the justification of this is, I'm good with my fingers. No, fellas, no. We are not feeling that. The fingers is not it. We need you to start enjoying our bodies the same way you like us to enjoy yours. So think about it. Think about if one of us told you, you know, I don't give head. I don't give blowjobs. But I'm good with my hands. No, that's not the same. You guys are not going to like it just like we don't like it. So if you know how to give good oral sex, you know how to do it right, this could be the easiest and fastest way you get your woman to enjoying sex, period. So, you know, fellas, more oral sex in the bedroom is good for both of you guys, nice and healthy. And before I get into number six, I'm going to play some more music. So bear with me. This is K. Nicole, Ladies Night, Beef Stew Radio. All right.
Thank you. there's something about Saturday night. You can't say what you won't do, cause you know that you're just mine. I'm alive this evening, it was love at first sight. Of this Saturday and every Saturday for the rest of my life. And everyone standing in line. Yeah, looking good and looking for a real good time. So I'll never have to wonder if I'll have someone to share all of this with. And it's alright.
It's alright. It's alright. It's alright.
It's alright, y'all.
White lights
and we belong to a lot tonight.
Hear the nightlife when it's calling. So we drinking till we falling. Ain't a Laker, but I'm ballin'. Meet about three girls, and I brought these girls to the club. Can I get them all in? Make a movie and let them star in it. Get drunk, get her in my car, and do the same thing in the morning. Hear them hatin', but we ignore them. Which one wanna go? Rollin' this green, hit one on the low. Champagne, meat rugs on the flow. We gettin' bread, so we go. To the life and the fact that we major. Not to mention we tailored. Been in the game, player, you up next like neighbors, oh.
Okay.
right, we're back, and this is K Nicole with Ladies Night. All right, we done went over our first five of the 10 things women want in bed, and I'll tell you that again. Women want, number one, giving her orgasms before intercourse. Number two, paying attention to her non-obvious erogenous zones. Number three, lasting longer in bed. Number four, teasing her until she begs for it. Number five, more oral sex. And we'll get right into number six, turn her on with your words. Turn her on with your words. Most men out here are afraid to say anything when it comes to making love. They sit quiet and they feel like if they say anything or make any kind of emotion, the woman is not going to respect it. They think they corny or cheesy. No, fellas, the opposite is true. We want to hear it. We want to know that you're enjoying the things that's going on between us. We want to know you're enjoying the sex or having a nice time. We don't want you sitting there silent. How would you feel if you had a girl just lay there stiff, like she's, you know, not enjoying it? You would wonder what was going on. So no, we would like more emotion. Let her know, you know, when she's screaming your name and enjoying you, let her know back that you're enjoying her too. So more sexual talk and more emotion in bed. Number seven, using more sexual eye contact. Now that's a nice one, using more sexual eye contact. Have you ever had an orgasm while looking into your partner's eyes? Man, that's probably one of the most sexiest, pleasurable experiences you can have. You know, a nice sexual eye contact, y'all looking at each other, feeling each other. All that is real nice. You get a nice connection. You know, avoid the typical routines, you know, turning off the lights, sitting in the dark, pounding away, grunting. You know, look at her. Let her know. Feel her in your eyes. You and her both look at each other. Get a nice contact. Enjoy everything, you know. Sexual eye contact is very important, so make sure you do that, fellas. Number eight, paying attention to her after sex. Now, fellas, this one is very important, because after sex, all women are completely open. We're vulnerable. And to most of you guys, this is the time you ignore us, roll over, ready to go get something to eat. You know how you guys do, fall asleep. I mean, women don't calm down as fast as you guys do, you know? So it'd be nice if you just cuddle us, hold us, you know, caress us down, let us lay there, make us feel secure after sex, feel like you enjoyed it, we enjoyed it, we're going to just enjoy each other, you know? It's a nice thing. Paying attention to her after sex is very important. This could really strengthen the bond between you and your woman, you know? So make sure you guys pay attention after sex. Number nine, getting her to perform for you. Women want a guy who can bring it out. We want a guy who could get us to perform, you know? We want a guy who's in touch with himself enough to know, you know, feel secure with us. We want a guy that could just make us want to blow his mind, you know? We want you to come out all sexy, get us all riled up. You know how it is, fellas. So getting us to perform for you is important. If you could get us in that state of mind where we just ready to do anything you want, you the man right there. You got us right there. But I'm going to turn this music up a little bit. I'm going to let y'all wait on number 10. 10 is my last one, so let me turn it up a little bit and enjoy this music. Push start, I got to try to push start. Push start. Push start. I got to try to push start. On my way through my head. Thank you. beautiful people. That was Chris Brown. And before the break, we was going over the 10 things women want in bed. The first one was giving her an orgasm before intercourse. Number two, paying attention to non-obvious erogenous zones. Number three, lasting longer in bed. Number four, teasing her until she begs for it. Number five, more oral sex. Number six, turn her on with your words. Number seven, using more sexual eye contact. Number eight, paying attention to her after sex, which is important. Number nine, getting her to perform for you. And last and least, number 10, learning how to give her an orgasm. Learning how to give your woman an orgasm, fellas. Most men find it hard to seek out coaching to become better in bed. The ego's getting away. And just face it, we all know, all women know, fellas, and you know it too. You guys just think y'all know it all. Which is weird for women, because when it comes to anything else, fixing a car, finding out any information, you guys will go the hardest of the hardest to find this information. But when it comes to the female, it's kind of hard for you guys to express that. Don't be afraid, because the best thing you could do is go get you some counseling or some help, and it will never hurt you to learn something new. It's always great to bring something new in the bedroom, you know? It's no secret, you know? No man is born to just give women orgasms all the time, you know? And it's hard for you to just figure out what any woman wants, you know? So you fellas got to go, you know, go freshen up, go check out different things, because, you know, we do it. We go do our research, and we try to find what's in and what's out, so we try to keep up with everything. So fellas, don't feel embarrassed if you need to go out there and do a little research and find out little different techniques and different moves and everything to, you know, keep your woman happy. Learning how to give your woman an orgasm. That's very important. That's one of the biggest steps in making love. So we had our top 10 of the things the women want in bed. And, I agree with most. And some, you know, it's not fair on all fellas, because there's a lot of guys that know exactly what they're doing. But there's some guys who need a little help, and some of these tips right here could set you on the right page. So, you know, on that note, next week we're going to definitely have more coming. So tune in again, Ladies Night, every Friday, 11:30 to 12. On Beef Stew Radio with your girl K Nicole. Make sure y'all tune in, because next week we're going to definitely have something going on. And always check out our whole Beef Stew family, you know. Even Tasty Tuesdays with the Taste of Hip Hop Cooking, Kev Stew, and Drake get his drink on. So make sure y'all check out everybody. And this is K Nicole. Thank you for tuning in, Ladies Night. Have a good night.
Stuck on fucking you. Stuck on fucking you.
This pot smells delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew.